In Wahpeton and the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, our resident EV man in here, our resident EV guy, Ward Caterin from Vision Ford, as we are on the lot with Ward. Good morning, young man.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I always love when you come in here with a big smile on your face because it's like, life is great, and you know a little more than you did last time we talked about the world of electric vehicles. Ward, tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, you know, I wanted to bring it up again, Bill, because last week I left town and went to some meetings for like 4 days. And it was just a really great experience, which I can't always say about meetings. We've all been in a lot of meetings in our life. But it put things in perspective. They clarified it. And to be clear, the meetings were with Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the electric vehicle world. And really, they changed my eyes, too. I used to talk, even with you, I'd certainly talk to my team, like, okay, who's a prospect? Who's a candidate for electric vehicle? I learned very quickly last week that everybody is a candidate. They really are. We're looking at it backwards. And I'm here to share it. Again, I'm not here to force electric vehicles on people, but there's some things that are really worth considering, you know, because we are all candidates. We should all seriously consider it. You know, pick your path, which way you want to go. Is it about, you know, finances? If you worry about money, money's a priority. There's absolutely no question electric vehicle is the direction to go. Mm-hmm. You truly will save real money. And I can go into a little detail on that too. If you're worried about safety, the safety in an EV is amazing. So we're not always talking about, you know, impact, crash type situations. How often does that happen? Unfortunately, it does. But I'm talking safety, whether it's climate related. In our world, we can get some chilly weather.
Yeah.
We can get into that below zero or 25 below zero. Nice breeze on top of that. These cars are going to start because they don't have to start. Just keep that in mind, please. As you hit the button, it's going to work. We've never not had one work. On top of that, you have instant heat. It's like turning on a little space heater in your home. It's electric. You're plugging it into the wall. You have instant heat.
So no waiting around for things to warm
there's
up.
There's no waiting around. You have instant heat. How great is that? You can keep it warm in your garage or outside.
Yeah.
You can just tell it, hey, I need to be ready to leave by 7 o'clock for work, and I want it 71 degrees. The car will do that. It's not starting the motor because there's no motor to start. Mm-hmm. It's literally just warming the cab up. And that in itself is, it's the little things to me that are really making it more clear why we should all be a candidate for an electric vehicle. The ease of ownership. We had a great talk, me and my sales team and one of the managers yesterday. We're just talking about the ease of ownership. What do you do when you own an electric car? You plug it in.
That's it.
That's it, Bill.
That's it.
You don't change the oil. You don't worry about if there's fluids in the transmission or the differential or the rear end. What does all that mean in the first place?
Yeah.
When you drive an electric vehicle, you don't have to worry about that. The ease of ownership is just there. The simplicity is just amazing. I kept grabbing my cell phone yesterday and laying in front of the team. And when you get home, what do? You plug in your cell phone before you go to bed. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's next to you. Sometimes it's in the kitchen. It doesn't matter. When you come home with your electric vehicle, just plug it in.
You plug it in.
Tomorrow morning, it's ready to go just like your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And just some facts and figures here real quick. The average person drives under 30 miles a day.
Yeah.
So with our vehicles, we get extended range in 99% of our vehicles. They're going to make it over 300 miles. You know, so you could do quick math. I mean, that can be 10 days. For sure, it's a work week where you don't have to plug it in. But I'm going to ask everybody, why won't you plug it in? Just go home and plug it in. It's that simple. So then I asked the team, I said, just hit me with anything you have. What are customers saying to you? Well, you know, you can't drive very far. They worried about just where do I charge it at? Just all those things. And those are real concerns. But again, 90% of us are going to charge at home So does it really matter how many chargers are out there in the country? Now, keep in mind, they are putting them in at a warp speed.
I was gonna say this Mach-E that you're letting me drive around like a like a school kid.
Yeah.
Because I'm always thinking, this car is going to tell you where the charging stations are at. It's going to tell you how far away it is. And it's going to tell you probably how long it's going to take to charge it up, which is cut. It's been cut down immensely. It's
unbelievable. Yeah, it literally will do all that. So when you drive your gas engine, we call them ICE, internal combustion. When you're driving your gas engine, even one of the sales guys said, well, you know, our customers worry about running out of a charge. You know, what do they do? And it's a simple answer. It's not supposed to be sarcastic or anything, but what do you do when you run out of gas?
Yeah.
My first recommendation is don't run out of gas. Honestly.
That would be the first box to check.
Let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're getting low on a charge, it doesn't matter. The gauge in the car looks just like a gas gauge.
Yeah.
When you're watching it, it gives you the same indicators, meaning you have 120 miles left in range, you have 80 miles, you have 50. You get down to the 50 mark, the orange light comes on. It's all the same. I don't know why we complicate it. And the biggest thing, I think, is just making that transition and change. It's just change is really hard. We almost look for reasons not to change. So whether it's our
personal health, Ward. We're comfortable.
Whether it's our personal health, the color of our car, the color of our sheets we lay down in every night, life we make very difficult, and it doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be.
No.
I got into an interesting family conversation.
Yeah.
Had some family time at the lake this past weekend. I got into a conversation with one of my relatives, and they raised a good question. And again, this is this all has to do with education. And she said, well, is it a smaller, is it smaller? Is it bigger? I said, it's a car. Like, you go get into your car that's out in the driveway here.
Right.
I said, there's nothing different about it other than the fact that it's not internal combustion.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's a car. And these Mach-Es are beautiful.
They really
I can tell
are.
You that. They really are beautiful cars inside and out.
Yeah, they did a great job designing them. And just another quick story. I was sitting at a restaurant, and there were two ladies sitting next to me. And cars always come up.
Yeah.
I'm sitting by myself, exhausted from the end of the day. It's like 8 o'clock at night, trying to get a bite to eat, and I hear these two ladies, they're talking about cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the short version is, by the time we got done, they were so interested in electric vehicle, and it was a 15-minute conversation. Pleasure to meet you, ladies. I'm going to leave. And I went two doors down to another restaurant to get a dessert. And sure enough, they showed up.
Yeah.
And you're like, Warren, can we ask you a few more questions about the EV or the electric vehicles? And I said, sure. I said, you got 10 minutes. I'm having dessert, and I'm going up to bed.
Yeah.
And it was such an interesting conversation because their point was, we were just not educated. And you educated us in 15 minutes, and we are really interested. One was a traveling sales lady. She, in her eyes, drove a lot of miles every day. The other one was stay at home. She was retired and didn't really go anywhere. But to each of them, they thought the vehicle was either going to be complicated, they worried about charging, they worried about, is it safe to drive? All these things that are not a conversation. So that was such a great thing. I came back and gave my team a 20-minute version of that because it's so important. But it's just understanding. Again, I'm not here to push these vehicles on you, but I am telling you, the more I learn, and I do it every day.
No, I know you came in here all wound up. It's like, I've got some great new information here.
Bill, I get the public. I get it why you're hesitant. Mm-hmm. I'm just here to say, give it a shot. You don't have to come buy one. Come drive one.
Yeah.
Get in it. Go for a quick ride. Come to Vision Ford. Take a look at it. Call us. We'll bring it to you. If you live in Fargo, Moorhead, Hankinson, Fergus Falls, St. Cloud, we don't care. We'll bring it to you and let you drive it for 15 minutes or overnight, whatever you want. You have to make it a consideration. I learned in great detail, they're not going away.
No, this is here to stay.
This concept is not going away. Federal law is locking it in.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely no wavering. So if you think you're going to write it out and things are going to change, I'm here to tell you, it's not.
No, it's not.
And but that's okay. It's a great option. It's a great option, and it's a fun option, more importantly.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, as far as complication, my complication with it, here's mm-hmm. what I did. I got in, I pushed a button, I turned the knob to D mm-hmm. for drive, and away I went.
And
that's as complicated as it gets.
Well, we were trying to have some fun and laughing. I was telling the salespeople, when you leave the lot, you pull up to the stop sign, look the customer in the eye and said, drive this car a little more aggressive than you normally do. Mm-hmm. And when you pull up from that stop sign and it's instant power, no shifting.
Nothing.
I said, you're going to have every customer look at you with a nervous giggle because they had so much fun in 5 seconds. And that's what it should be like. Life is so complicated today. Let's have some fun. Again, you don't have to buy it. Come drive it, and maybe you know somebody that would be interested or would be a great candidate. It is fun. It's a great vehicle. An amazing warranty. 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the battery. That covers, like, everybody in the world.
Most people don't own their vehicle that long.
They don't.
You know, it's a 5 or 7 year trade-up.
And 8 years is more than going to cover it. Certainly 100,000 miles is going to get you to a lot of places.
Right.
So obviously they believe in their technology and they're willing to stand behind it without question. So
what about people that say, okay, is this like cell phones? Because I'm going to go out to Warden and I'm going to buy a Mach-E in like 2 years, everything, and it's going to be obsolete.
Well, yes and no. And what I mean is they are like cell phones. They update themselves. They're designed to be able to over-the-air update themselves.
That's what I was hoping you'd get to. Yeah, they take care of themselves.
Again, the simplicity of it, you get it on your Wi-Fi at work, you get on Wi-Fi at home or your apartment or wherever you live, it's going to take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can figure out a way to better utilize the battery, more efficient, keep it warmer, keep it cooler depending on the time of the year, yeah, absolutely. It is going to do it. It's going to take care of itself, which allows it to take care of you. I just can't stress that enough.
No, it does.
It's an intelligent vehicle.
Very intelligent. In fact, it's a lot smarter than I am. Because when I got in, I was driving. It is telling me everything and everything you need to know. Every question that is brought up to me or brought up to you, this vehicle will tell you. This vehicle will give you the answer.
And the interesting thing about it is the easiest vehicle in the world to get into and just drive.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of buttons. There's not a lot of things you need to do on the screen. You said it best. You got in, you hit the button, you turn that knob to D, and you're gone,
yeah.
And you don't have to worry about if there's, you know, oil in the engine for the trip to go see grandma for Labor Day or something like that. If there's power in it, you're good to go. There's nothing that can go wrong.
Right.
40% fewer parts spill.
Yeah, that's another thing we haven't even touched on.
Yeah.
Just drive one.
There you go. I love that.
Okay, that's all. That's as simple as I can get.
Absolutely.
Just drive one. Ward Cater, what is our topic coming up Thursday?
Well, you know, I have some more information I want to share. Again, I don't want to come across like I'm pushing on people, but I've learned so much in 4 days. It's tough to squeeze it into 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
But I'm going to touch a little bit more on that and just kind of keep enlightening us to educate us. Again, I just want to help educate and help people understand there are so many benefits to it.
Right.
And it's for all ages. And for all situations, if you drive a lot of miles or if you don't go anywhere, it's for you. If you pull trailers, they're for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there really isn't a candidate out there that we can't make it work for.
No demographic. I love that.
Absolutely.
You can't pigeonhole anybody into this.
It's a great vehicle.
Good stuff. Ward, always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Look forward to our chat on Thursday.
I'm excited. We'll see you then.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a market update. We got negative numbers across the board right now. We got the soybean and grain futures lower after USDA said it now expects record yields for both beans and corn. Soybean production in 2024-2025 marketing year forecast by the agency now 4.589 billion bushels on a yield of 53.2 bushels an acre. If that happens, that'd be a record high for both output and yield. Corn output seen at 15.147 billion bushels, yield forecast at 183.1 bushels an acre, third highest on record, behind only last year and 2016-2017. Checking numbers right now, September corn is down 5 3/4, 377.5. December is down a nickel at 396.5. Soybeans, September down 22.25, now 949. November's down 21.25 at 964.75. Wheat market down as well today. Chicago, September is down 7 3/4, 529. December's down 6 3/4. At 553, Minneapolis, September is down 1 3/4 at 590.5.